The North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. First pagers now. Hezbollah officials say walkie-talkies were targeted to detonate all at the same time across Lebanon today. There were explosions in Beirut a short time ago, one of them at a funeral for one of those killed in the pager attacks. ABC's Lama Hassan has the latest from the foreign desk.
We are hearing reports that there have been more explosions heard in several locations across the city with large plumes of smoke above Beirut's skyline. It's unclear at this point if this is coming from the explosions that were heard. Now, we understand that this took place at a funeral in southern Beirut, and as you can imagine, it was packed with mourners. Eyewitnesses are reporting that more communication devices may have exploded.
Sources say Israel was behind the pager attacks. The Justice Department is suing the owner of the cargo ship that ran into Baltimore's Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The DOJ seeking to recover $100 million it spent on cleanup. Another bail hearing this afternoon for Sean Diddy Combs. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruhl in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer. He rallied supporters yesterday in Eau Claire.
To everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
But Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Child Care Task Force has proposed some new solutions to addressing the city's shortage of daycare slots. After a year of research on the topic, the task force has proposed ideas like a marketing campaign, educating employers, and providing financial assistance in the form of grants to keep child care centers running and open new ones. Mayor Roger Reinert also proposed using empty city buildings to host new child care facilities. The city currently needs 900 more slots, and three more facilities are set to close soon. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited the University of Wisconsin-Superior on Monday. Governor Evers used the visit to welcome students back to the campus and promote his plans to increase funding for state colleges and universities. His plan is to increase funding by $850 million in his two-year budget. The proposed increase was made in response to the closure of a number of branch campuses, layoffs, and funding shifts. State Republicans are expected to fight the increase as they have in the past. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Another unseasonably warm day today under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. A few more clouds filtering in here this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a small shot of showers and maybe some storms. And a few of those may still linger early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire yesterday. We are going to continue our discussion about the Republican vice presidential nominees' concepts of a plan about the child care crisis in this country. Mm-hmm. And he also had some comments about hospitals closing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for public service announcement. If you ever have a medical question for her, feel free to email it to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If there's a topic you want us to talk about, if there's a guest you think we should reach out to, mm-hmm. please send us an email. That's the easiest way to get right to the show. Jane Says at civicmedia.us. All right, it is time.
What time is it, Jane?
It's time to go for the green or gold, our statewide text to win contest. Every hour that we play, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., mm-hmm. 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., there is a keyword we give to you at in those hours. Grab your Civic Media app. Open up the app.
Yes.
Go to WAUK.
Yeah.
Click the text button. Mm-hmm. Text this word.
What's the word?
Fun.
Boom.
F-U-N.
Fun.
Not sun.
Or one.
Or bun.
Ton.
Not that either. The word is fun. F-U-N. And you're playing for either $100 in cash or gold jewelry. I believe this hour is some gold jewelry.
Ooh.
And then everyone who enters picks up a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay, Monday, December 23rd, against New Orleans. The word to text in this hour is fun, F-U-N. You have until noon to get that in. And it's my understanding, Greg Bach,
yeah,
that once you respond, mm-hmm. you are given some options about potentially signing up to get our newsletter.
Yeah.
Or signing up to follow someone.
Yeah.
And I think you get another entry.
You get another entry. I believe it's a one-time thing. I want to make that clear.
Right.
We had a debacle last time. But yeah, you get extra, you get more chances to enter. So when you get that prompt back, follow the link and it'll take you where you need to be and it'll get you another entry.
And give you a couple of options on how to do that as well. And I think one of them is just to make sure that you're registered to vote.
Yes.
And that we really do want to make sure that you are registered to vote.
Correct. Correct. And the entries are pouring in for the
Good.
Word fun. F as in fun, U as in fun, N as in fun.
Fun
there
is the
is.
Word.
There
All
is.
Right. Continuing our conversation about J.D. Vance. Now I have to go back and find him with all of these entries pouring in. We were talking about child care. J.D. Vance yesterday in Eau Claire, essentially with no recommendations on how to fix the child care crisis in the country, except that, yes, we have one.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, if we could get grandparents to retire and then they could watch your kids, seem to be sort of the gist of a concept of an idea.
And doing away, I guess, with the pesky block grants that are out there and giving it to the parents. nary an idea in sight with old JD. And he didn't stop there.
No, he didn't.
No.
A couple texts I want to get to. Michaela from West Bend, listening on WAUK. We are so fortunate that my sister-in-law is willing and able to watch her son, but it still isn't free. And I am very aware that many people aren't as fortunate. Absolutely. Michaela, that's great that you have a support system and someone who can do that and you trust to do that. Michaela also says, though, we worked opposite shifts for the first 2.5 years of his life because daycare just wasn't an option. We never saw each other. It was a terrible strain on our relationship. Geez, Michaela, maybe, I don't know, JD probably would have said, well, you should quit.
Yeah, you should quit.
I mean, you're missing your true calling. Like the woman who's the texter who said they pay $20,000 a year and it's the best money they ever spent because she loves her job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, ladies, but we can't get enjoyment from our jobs. We're supposed to be getting our enjoyment from being mothers.
It's not your purpose to enjoy life, Jim.
I know.
Your purpose is to have babies, take care of babies, raise babies, and then have more babies. We also had Chuck from East Troy and Lynn from Oconomowoc call in, both grandparents helping their kids out with their grandchildren. And while I'm not going to assume for either one of them, of course, they're your children and grandchildren. You're there for them. That doesn't mean there can be a strain on your time, your car, your finances, all those things. It's not like grandparents can just snap their fingers and go, yep, I'm here to help. That will encroach on their life as well. It can't go without saying and be or recognized.
And not every grandparent is suitable for that role.
Correct.
I loved my mother. We all loved our mother. Mm-hmm. She was not a cookie baking kind of grandma.
Yeah.
She just wasn't.
Well, if Bridget and I had a child now, I love my mother to death. I love my mother-in-law to death. Like, I really, truly do. But I wouldn't ask them to look after the child because they're going to be 80. And that's a lot to ask of them.
It's a lot to ask of somebody who's in their 60s.
Exactly. So, like, it's just that blanket, like, yeah, what? Like, does he think all grandparents are 42 years old?
Someone on the live stream, it was Andrew, said, JD's concept of a plan, send the kids to JD's house so his mother-in-law can take care of them. Yeah, because he was really lucky. I mean, his mother-in-law came over from India.
Yeah.
Not everyone gets to do that.
No, and if you have that opportunity, great.
That's wonderful.
You're so lucky.
Calvin?
Yeah, my mom stayed home with us until I was in third or fourth grade. And I know in the summer, we always babysat my cousins and stuff. That wasn't always a fun experience for the kids either.
Right.
Me and my cousins didn't always get along. I didn't always like hanging out with them all the time, all summer. So it's...
And being the adult when you're still a kid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I wouldn't even necessarily go that I had to do that. But it's certainly going from me, my brother, and the sister in the house to... me, my brother and sister, and four cousins in the house.
Yeah, that's insta family right there. And also, you know, like I had a friend who owned some daycares, and she told Bridget and I straight, she goes, if you have a kid, I'll give you daycare for free. We almost considered having a child because one of the things about the whole having a child thing is the tremendous amount of money you're going to spend on that part. Even if it's a year of their life, 2 years of their life, that's 20 to 40, if not more money. It's so disconcerting. And to hear J.D. Vance just, whatever, it's fine. The federal government doesn't get it. You get it because your parents grant. It's so infuriating.
Kirk in Eau Claire listening on WCFW. Yep, J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire again. The event was near my work. I have to say, not nearly the same crowds and traffic as when the Harris Walls campaign was here.
Would you say the rally was tinier?
I think smaller. Kirk is implying a smaller size.
Smaller rally?
One could say. And Steve from Milwaukee, mainstream media shouldn't be is normalizing. This shouldn't be a thing.
Agreed.
And that's kind of why we're doing that now as the segment to round out the end of the show. Some of them will be more lighthearted, others not so much.
Yeah.
But there's a lot, there's too much of that going on. This shouldn't be a thing.
We called it, we talked about it on Pat's show, we talked about it on this show, sane washing.
Yes.
Where they take this absolute gobbledygook and they make it seem like, oh, J.D. Vance came to Eau Claire. Well, what did he say? What did he actually say? He said that Grant, like, moving the goalpost, double standards. I'm going to keep saying it until election day. This is what it is. It's, you know, Kamala Harris has to work 10 times harder to get as much, to get even in the polls.
Absolutely.
Well, this guy has an, sorry, I'm, it gets so angry about this stuff. It's because it's, he's got such an unlikable face.
Tony Zimmerman on the live stream. My mother told me before we had kids, she is the grandma, not the babysitter.
Agreed. I have a problem asking my mothers to watch our dog. I couldn't imagine being like, hey, look after my kid.
For a couple years.
Yes.
For a couple years.
And once again, shout out to Chuck and Lynn who called and told, I know that you love them and I know that you were there for them and I love you for that, but I know it had to have been hard too. And good on, wonderful on you for just making the sacrifice.
Yes, because it is.
Yes.
Also, while J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire yesterday, he was talking about the state of our hospitals and rural hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what the situation is in western Wisconsin, right where he was.
Yes.
Hospitals, three of them.
Two of them.
Two of them just closed.
Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire lost two rural hospitals.
So here is Mr. Vance's comments yesterday on hospitals. Kellen.
James Kelly with Civic Media. Right now in the Chippewa Valley, we're facing a healthcare crisis with the abrupt closure of two hospitals earlier this year, as well as a number of clinics. I'm glad you mentioned providing actual concrete answers to questions. What concrete plans would your administration have to protect rural healthcare access?
So there are a couple things here. So first of all, this goes back to the immigration issue.
What?
And why does it go back to the immigration issue? Because a lot of our rural hospitals are bearing the burden of providing healthcare to millions of people who shouldn't be in this country to begin with. And so those hospitals go bankrupt, and then a lot of American citizens can't afford healthcare. Now, you might not think that rural healthcare access is an immigration issue. I guarantee it is an immigration issue, because we're bankrupting a lot of hospitals by forcing these hospitals to provide care for people who don't have the legal right to be in our country. We've got to stop that. Kick these illegal aliens out. Focus on American citizens, and we will do a lot to make the business of rural healthcare much more affordable. Now, there are a couple of other things that we can do, too. So one option, and this is something that President Trump is very proud of, and rightfully so, he provided a lot of choice to veterans in healthcare because, look, a lot of folks in rural areas, they live maybe 15 minutes away from a viable clinic, but 2 hours away, an hour and a half drive from a VA medical center. So why does it make sense to make a Vietnam veteran drive 3 hours or 4 hours round trip to get health care when it would actually be cheaper for the government and also better access for that veteran to get it 15 minutes away from his home? So give
sure, more choice fair enough.
People, yeah.
And then that veteran's going to a local service provider, which again makes that business model a little bit more viable.
Okay, Calvin, that's plenty. That's a good thing. And we looked it up. And yes,
2017.
In 2017, Donald Trump did do this, which allowed, from what I understand, veterans to go to a local hospital instead of the closest VA in order to get treatment. That's a good thing. But you're still not talking about the state of our hospitals, except for apparently immigrants are responsible for everything.
You're slagging off immigrants and sucking up to veterans.
It's all their fault.
No solutions.
Mark and Gene, I see you on the line. Please stay close and hang on. We will be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. What else to do about it? James.
James. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcast? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Yeah. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things, uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation, call, text, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our Go for the Green and Cold statewide text to win contest is underway this hour. The word to text via the Civic Media app is FUN. F-U-N. FUN. Text the word FUN on the app up until noon today, and you are in the running either for $100 in cash or some stylish gold jewelry. And one person, when this all wraps up, from all of the contesting hours, we'll pick up a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So text in the word FUN, F-U-N, until noon today. Todd will have the next word for you in the 1 o'clock hour during his show. J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire yesterday talking about everything is immigrants' fault, apparently, blaming the hospital closures in western Wisconsin on hospitals treating all of these millions of illegal immigrants and people who use the emergency room as their primary source of health care. I'm pretty sure it's not just immigrants who do that.
No, and I reached out to Dr. Lyerly, who will be on the show hopefully next week, to talk about this thing specifically because she works in rural hospitals. And I just wanted to read your, I want to read you her response to the email as far as what he said. She said, "Oh yeah, I have opinions. I work in those settings and take care of the hardworking immigrants who are there, wait for it, legally, doing the hard jobs that we aren't willing to do." I have a feeling we're going to see a very different Dr. Kristen Lyerly on when she's, because this is close to her.
Yes.
And this is important. We've been talking about these hospitals for a long time. Two hospitals, 19 medical facilities, 1,400 jobs lost. I don't think that has to do with the overwhelming immigrant population in western Wisconsin.
I mean,
J.D. Vance.
And even the situation in Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, the services are being overtaxed. The schools are being overtaxed. This isn't just because of immigrants.
No.
It's just not. Mark from Prairie du Sec, thank you for your patience. Gene, we'll get to you next. And then Robert, thank you for joining us. Mark, what did you want to say about this?
There's simply, you know, as Bron commented on the Game of Thrones, there simply is no cure for these guys. You know, he's referring to Joffrey Baratheon, the mad, bad king, that these guys just say whatever the hell they want. They're as evil as they can be because, and maybe I'm being hyperbolic, I mean, that I've retired my Captain America punching out Donald Trump shirt, T-shirt, and I'm not wearing that anymore.
Good.
You know, it was fun to wear back in. You know, when Trump was president, but I mean, it is, you know, to try to tone down the rhetoric. But I mean, these people simply do not care. Their connection to the truth is not even there. I mean, that if they're saying the truth, it's by accident, and that it is just to blame the immigrants for like the hospital closures there in the Eau Claire area, that's just absolute rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And that I can't say the word that apparently the MSNBC person said, and then she immediately apologized for. But I mean, it's a tragedy that we can't use some of those words, because in some cases it is just that.
It's the accurate word. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Well, and this is in WPR today. Oh, when J.D. Vance was asked by a reporter yesterday if he had a responsibility to verify claims before repeating them. And again, this goes back to the Haitians eating cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance said the media has the responsibility to fact check. So he essentially said, I can lie as much as I want, and I will continue to lie. Mm-hmm. It's on you guys to find the lie.
And they have been. And then he says, how dare you?
Yeah. How dare you use...
Why are you talking to Kamala about her lies?
Yeah, how do you use... Why are you using my own words against me? Jeannie from Eau Claire. Good morning, Jeannie. Thank you for joining us. You live in Eau Claire, Jeannie, right?
Yeah, I'm a little hot under the collar with that lion sack of dog and cat doo-doo. I went through this myself as family members, and a majority of the people who live in this area and in Chippewa and all of these surrounding areas that lost their major hospitals, who lost their major clinics, and then their doctors had to find positions. They had to find places. People were lined up at one of our major hospitals, the only one left in our area, in the halls, waiting to see doctors, waiting to get rooms. Hospitals couldn't do surgeries. That lion sack of doo-doo standing in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, blaming it on immigrants, is an outrageous slap in the face to every single person that lives in this area, and I hope they all feel the same way I do, because that man is sick. And we're sick of all this lies and illness and putridness, of the psychological BS that they're pulling on everybody. And I hope everybody in Eau Claire and the surrounding areas is ticked off as I am, because there were a lot of things that happened here. And boom, these hospitals closed like almost overnight. And also the clinics in our area, they had been hacked, their computers, earlier in the year, where there was times where you couldn't even get a hold of a doctor. There's a lot of things that led up to this, and it definitely wasn't immigrants. So thank you for letting me blow some steam
off. You'd go, Gene.
Gene, you always have a place to blow some steam with us. We are as hot under the collar as you are, and we appreciate your call.
And your perspective.
Yes.
Again, you're there.
Wes from Middleton, listening to WMDX, says, nurse here, our capacity issues have precious nothing to do with quote-unquote illegal immigrants, at least in southern Wisconsin. Our healthcare system has been set up to fail, particularly in rural areas, by our government and our insurance structure. And the patients that are overwhelming the systems are good old-fashioned American citizens like you and me. It's disgusting to blame patients for our failing health system and blatant racist dog whistling to say it's the immigrants' fault.
And that's what we're going to hear now for the next 48 days.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that is wrong in this country is because of illegal immigrants.
They're going to start, honestly, they'll start blaming childcare on illegal immigrants.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's just easier than having a thought in your head and a fact in your brain. Jeannie has got me fired up. Gene.
Gene's got us all fired up. Robert from Richland Center, I'm so sorry. We're up against the clock here. We have news coming up next. And then when we come back, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for our public cervix announcement, so stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The same study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Some Duluth residents in the area of Lowell Elementary School aren't thrilled about the school's new pickup and drop-off pilot program. The new program was put in place following a crash between a car and a school bus back in May. The new plan moved the location of the pickup and drop-off to the back of the school using Barnes Road to keep traffic clear on Rice Lake Road. Barnes Road is privately owned by a housing complex near the school, and residents of the complex say they've lost their safest route out of the area. The new owner of the former Anderson Furniture Building in Duluth has big plans for its future. Deborah Rochelle and her son are hoping to turn the building into a kind of mini mall with restaurants and shops on the ground floor and short-term rental units on the top three floors. Plans for the future of the building are still in the early stages, and construction on anything wouldn't start until 2025. In the meantime, Deborah is looking for possible future tenants in the building so they can hit the ground running after construction. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It might be time to glove up again for the cast of Scrubs. Cast member Judy Reyes, who played Selena on the sitcom for years, said she's heard rumors of a potential Scrubs revival, but says series creator Bill Lawrence hasn't said anything to her. But the actress indicated that Lawrence would be open to some type of reboot. Reyes played opposite Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalke on the hit show. Every young or popular actor wants to be part of an A24 movie. That includes rappers, too. Variety says you can add Tyler, the Creator, to the cast of A24's new film, Marty Supreme, which will be directed by Josh Safdie. The Grammy-winning Tyler, the Creator, will join Timothée Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in the film about a ping pong star. The rest of the plot is being kept under wraps. This is Tyler, the Creator's first film role. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Another unseasonably warm day today under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. A few more clouds filtering in here this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a small shot of showers and maybe some storms. And a few of those may still linger early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Watch us go round and round each time. You got that jeans. Look in your eye. And I got that red lip classic.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She joins us every Wednesday at this time. Dr. Laura Hanks for public cervix announcement. Dr. Hanks, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the subject we were talking about before we went to the news. J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire yesterday talking about the hospital closures there and essentially blaming it all on illegal immigrants swamping their emergency room systems. And that's why these hospitals closed. We're hearing from people who live in that area who say, yeah, no, that's not what happened. And we also, J.D. Vance was touting this program that they instituted in 2017 for veterans.
Veterans Choice.
Veterans Choice. Jake from Madison texted in, and I want to get this in. J.D. Vance thinks voucherizing the VA was a good idea. It's a costly scam that just dumps more stress on local healthcare systems. Jake in Madison.
Yeah, I mean, all of that's right. I think that it's just another example of how out of touch with reality J.D. Vance is. And this, like, what's the line that Kamala Harris used, this tired, old, you know, rhetoric that they keep repeating? And I think, Greg, you were saying it right before the break. It's just they're gonna put in illegal immigration into anything you ask them about from here until the election. And I, like, at first when I was watching it, didn't expect him to say it. And I was like, oh, of course, that's what he's going to blame. That's all he's got in his back pocket is, like, it has to be their fault. But not, you know, the fact that we don't have enough support for our rural healthcare doctors. And, you know, I was at a meeting this weekend with several of my rural healthcare colleagues, and it is just their stories about what they're working with and how little resources they have and how they, you know, are advocating for their patients out there is truly heroic. And so to just, you know, not recognize that and to blame this false idea of that illegal immigrants are causing all this is honestly offensive.
Well, and I want to say it was either that last week or early this week, they had a hearing in Washington, because there is a hedge fund in Massachusetts that owns like 19 hospitals in Massachusetts, and they just went out of business. And they talked about during testimony how they, because it's when it is profit motive, that's the number one concern, not the care for patients. So this hedge fund that owned these hospitals continued cutting staff, continued cutting, making it to the point where this nurse testified and she said, I didn't want to treat anyone who came in because we didn't have the resources to do this decently. And she said, and I'm also fairly certain that a couple people died because we were so understaffed and so unable to serve our patients because of the profit motive behind these hedge funds. We don't want hedge funds owning our medical centers. We don't want our hedge funds owning our schools. I can think of a whole bunch of things I don't want hedge funds to own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We, before the break, we had Robert, who we couldn't take on the call, but he did text to us. Robert from Richland Center, listening on WRCE. He said, I'm a physician from Richland Center, retired from clinical practice, but until the end of the year, I am chief of staff, and I also on the hospital board. Disclaimer, he's not talking on behalf of the hospital. This is him. Rural hospitals have challenges, but immigrants are not. That is capitalized N-O-T, not one of the challenges we are facing. Thank you for that, Richard.
Yeah, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. And again, there's all kinds of regular Americans who have to use the emergency room for their health care, right, Dr. Hanks? It's not just immigrants, and it's not just illegal immigrants. There's all kinds of regular Americans who do that on a regular basis because they don't have health insurance.
Well, and that's getting to a different issue with, the lack of health insurance, the lack of being able to get into a primary care provider. So people become desperate and don't know where else to go. So they go to the emergency rooms. They're clogging up the emergency rooms with not, you know, quote, true emergencies because they can't get in with a primary care. That's causing total burnout with our ER physicians because they're having to essentially run a primary care clinic. And this is where the problem is. this is the problem here. And you know, our physicians and other medical providers are just so burned out, you know, from having to want it, you know, going into this job, wanting to treat and take care of patients, but getting, you know, stuck in these positions where they either can't or they're having to do things that they didn't, you know, necessarily sign up for. And therein lies the problem, not illegal immigration.
This is what we're going to hear for the next 48, 49 days. As you said, Dr. Hanks, every problem in this country from the Republicans is going to be blamed on immigrants. Everything. Yep. From the cost of gas to the cost of groceries to the cost of everything, every problem in this country could be solved, according to them, by getting rid of all the immigrants and drilling.
Even the ones who are here legally. I'm looking at you, Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole other thing. And we didn't even have a chance to get to that. And maybe we'll do this tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal has a big piece today about the day J.D. Vance learned that that whole lie about the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. It was September 9th. A member of J.D. Vance's staff called the city manager, and the city manager told them that this is absolutely not true. There is no truth to this rumor. Later that night, Donald Trump went on stage and continued the lie.
Yeah, and it's caused harm. I mean, that's the thing that I've mentioned before, is that these lies are causing harm. There were how many bomb threats right after that?
Oh, there have been
enough schools.
There have been like 36 bomb threats.
That poor town is already, you know, struggling. And then they get thrown in this national debate with a complete lie, and people don't know what's right or wrong. People's brains are just so pickled from being online and hearing these lies that they're, you know, believing it, and then endangering the people that Trump and J.D. Vance are supposedly trying to protect. Like, it's just obscene.
Well, even the governor, who is a staunch Republican, has said,
Mike DeWine,
this is garbage what you're talking about. Please stop doing this. And it's having knock-on effects, because we're talking about immigrants being in towns. We talked yesterday about a sheriff who said, yeah, write down Harrison Wall signs and their properties because we can send those immigrants. They're just creating these narratives all over the country of division, and all from lies from a lady who admitted she was wrong.
And this is in the Wall Street Journal article, too. Reporters went to this woman's house, the original woman who said that her cat had disappeared. Miss Sassy had disappeared, and she thought it might have been immigrants. They went to her house. Miss Sassy was missing for 3 days, and then she found her in her basement and said that with the help of her daughter and apparently some kind of translator app on her phone, she did apologize to her Haitian neighbors while wearing her Trump shirt and hat. And as you said, there have been knockoff effects on this, Dr. Hanks. Libs of TikTok, run by that horrible person, Chaya, whatever her name is, Libs of TikTok posted incredible footage revealing an operation in Charlery, Pennsylvania. Haitians are being bused to and from food factories. It's estimated that 90% of their workers are now made up of Haitians. Kamala imported 2,000 Haitians into this town of 4,000 people. This is Libs of TikTok from yesterday. Carmela Bartolotta is a Republican in Pennsylvania responding to this. This isn't true. The business owner provides transportation to workers to get to and from his facility. These aren't immigrants being busted by Kamala. I follow you and repost you, but you're playing into the hands of people who are jeopardizing the safety of children in our local schools. These Haitians are working hard, sending their children to school and opening businesses. They are here legally. And they're not going to stop this. They're not going to stop this rhetoric because he got applause for it yesterday in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Where to do mass deportations.
Yeah.
Day one, mass deportations. And we still don't have any details on exactly how that is going to work.
That doesn't matter, Jane.
Details. Well, they have concepts of a Facts plan of an matter. Idea.
They have concepts. It's all concepts, people.
Mm-hmm. And I would think, too, Dr. Hanks, going back to hedge funds, buying hospitals. The worst, I mean, are there even any private practices anymore? Didn't almost all doctors who had private practices get purchased by some group over the last 15, 20 years?
No, there's still some private practices, and I honestly cannot, you know, quote facts or percentages or numbers. I don't know that off the top of my head, but I am aware of a few private practices, but I, you know, anecdotally,
right,
have heard about many of them being bought up by kind of bigger groups. It's just really hard to sustain that kind of old business model. Almost kind of a throwback to when doctors did house visits,
right,
and things like
right
that. It was like, you know, a different time. So, you know,
that model has gone away.
It has, more or less. And so I admittedly know very little on the business side of medicine, and I want to be better, but I also have so many other things that I'm like, I want to learn about this. So I do have to kind of, not have a great answer for you on
not,
that one.
Not a problem. One more text I want to share. Wes from Middleton, listening on WMDX in Madison. Take JD's words and listen to them. The patients, documented or not, are getting in the way of the business of healthcare. Think about what that means for a minute. Again, when you have a profit motive in medicine, the outcome, the profits might be better, but the outcomes rarely are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it means closing, as we said, two hospitals, 19 clinics, and firing 14,000 people, that helps your bottom line. That's what they're going to do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow it's not their fault.
Never. It so rarely is. It so rarely is their fault.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I mean, when you think about how Wisconsin is kind of set up, our big centers are in Milwaukee and Madison, right? Like, for the most part,
yeah.
Green Bay is also a pretty big area, but that leaves a big chunk of northern and western Wisconsin in those rural populations. And there are still a lot of people that live there, and getting access to healthcare in our state, if you live in those areas, is becoming harder and harder. And I think that it is very important that we're having this conversation, but dangerous that it's being explained by lies, essentially. You know, it's something that needs to be brought up. And I'm glad that the question was asked at Eau Claire yesterday, and it needs to keep being asked, but someone needs to fact check.
That's always handy. The whole fact-checking thing. Liz from Saukville says, why can't Trump and Vance be held legally accountable for this deplorable lie? Well, unfortunately, Liz, but as J.D. Vance said it yesterday, when a reporter asked him, how can you just continue to lie during your speeches? He said, it's not my responsibility to do fact checks. That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
If I have to make up stories to get your attention,
I will.
I will do that.
That's what he said.
Yep.
That's what he said. Coming up.
Anyone else want a drink?
Coming up. It's a new segment we're using to close out our show, and unfortunately, it has a very, very serious twist to it this morning. This should not be a thing. We're going to do that next. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public service announcement. Don't forget to still text the word fun. Via the Civic Media app, FUN. Text in the word fun before noon. As we continue to go for the green and gold, our statewide text to win contest, we'll have more with Dr. Hanks when we return. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board. Coming to you from our studio in Waukesha, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for a public service announcement. She joins us every Wednesday. If you ever have a medical question for the doctor, you can email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. janesays@civicmedia.us. Dr. Hanks, we've started a new segment to close out the show called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And normally it's very lighthearted. Not today. Because this really shouldn't be a thing, and this is now happening in our country. An article from ProPublica talking about Amber Nicole Thurman, 28 years old, in Atlanta. She had taken abortion pills, and unfortunately, it did not expel all of the fetal tissue from her body, so she showed up at a hospital in need of a routine procedure, which is called a DNC, to get this out of her body. But just that state, Georgia, had made performing a DNC a felony with few exceptions. Any doctor who violates this law can be prosecuted and face up to a decade in prison. She waited in the hospital wondering about her six-year-old boy. She became septic. Her blood pressure started sinking. Her organs began to fail. It took 20 hours for the doctors to operate, and it was too late, and she died. This shouldn't be happening in our country.
Absolutely not. This is inexcusable. And there's so many aspects to this story that are so sad and frustrating and inappropriate in this in 2024. Well, this was 2022 when it happened, but the first part, you did a great job kind of recapping the story, but one of the parts is that because she wanted an abortion, she was driving out of state and got stuck in traffic and was hoping to get a DNC, but missed the time for it because she was stuck in traffic. Now, remember, certain people say, well, if you want an abortion, just leave the state. It's super easy, right?
No, it ain't no
big deal. This is the kind of stuff that people are encountering when they try to leave the state. She did all the right things. She couldn't make her appointment, so she took pills instead, which is a reasonable option, but it's just frustrating that she wanted the DNC to begin with. So one of the complications that can happen when you take these medications, and it's mifepristone followed by misoprostol, two very safe medications that have been used for many years, and their safety efficacy has been studied over time. The chance of expelling fetal tissue is, I believe, 70%. And then if you have to take a second round of misoprostol, it's up to 90%. So it's not 100%. You know, some people will have retained tissue, and we talk to patients about coming back when you have bleeding and or fevers or chills or abdominal pain, which she had, and she did seek medical care. She did all the right things. And when she went in, a Georgia had this kind of ambiguous, you know, you can do a termination for the life of the mother. Now, what's frustrating is that she had already started the termination, so the doctors wouldn't really be performing a termination per se. It's considered retained, the term is retained products of conception. So that's like one sticking point that I know when we had our 1849 law in force, many of us questioned quite frequently when we had patients like this that would come in, and we would be calling our lawyers because, you know, what other part of medicine do you have to call your lawyers to in order to treat your patients except for OBGYN? But I digress. And say, you know, it's retained products. Can I do this procedure? It's for the life of the mother, you know, and for the life of the mother, no one, there's not a definition for that.
It's never been codified. Yes. Do you need to be 30% near death, 60% exactly. near death, 80% near death? And I talked about this with male colleagues I had at the time, saying, when is it close enough to dead that this yes. woman can get the treatment that she needs? And apparently you have to get septic. And even then, exactly. even then, that's not enough.
There's a sepsis and a SIRS criteria that have gone through many iterations, and in every hospital we, you know, follow the protocol. And so I think that in saying for the life of the mother, they need to start putting in, they met SIRS criteria, they met sepsis. And so, you know, that's what we need as physicians to know, because for the life of the mother is so ambiguous.
Yes, intentionally and, so.
And you know, I think this is an awful situation for everyone involved. She has a 6-year-old son. I'm going to cry. Like he doesn't have a mother.
Yep.
And this could have been avoided. Yep. And I can't imagine what that family's going through, what all of those providers that were involved in the care, you know, it feels like negligence, but I know I've been in that position, and it is, and you're scared for your family. I've called my husband and said, I might have to do this procedure and I might go to prison because I don't know what the law is. Like, there's so much ambiguity, and I need to save this patient, but I need to think about you. Sure. And it's just unfair.
Yeah, it's a mess.
I'm an emotional woman, I guess.
We got about a minute. Dr. Hanks, this shouldn't be a thing. This should not be happening in our country. This should not be happening on a state-by-state basis. This shouldn't be happening at all. We will reconnect next week. Thank you so much for your passion and your honesty and your emotion.
We adore you.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, and all of our engineers. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps. This model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.